I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome some new folks to our studio today, making their first visit. They are a couple of members of a Twin Cities band called Jack and the Cokes, that's C-O-A-X, and we have Jeff Cruz and Tom Leskovich here. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Well, so excited that you guys could be here. You are doing now, I believe this is your first show in Duluth tomorrow night, is that right?
That is correct.
Yep. And you're playing the Bridge Festival After Party, which is happening at the Red Herring in Duluth. And that is tomorrow night, and some other folks playing. And I'll get that info and tell people later all the details on that. But why don't we get started with a song, and then and there's part of the band missing, and you guys are the guitarists, but tell me who's missing.
We have a drummer. His name's Jeffrey Randall. He's from San Diego, California. He's missing. We have our bass player, Dustin Pucel. He's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we also have our saxophone player missing, Matthew Trice from Belmar, New Jersey.
All right, but they will all be here at the show tomorrow. You guys just were the ones that could make it up a little bit early to do this for us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Let's hear a song. What are you going to want to do?
This song's called Burn It to the Ground.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen that pretty face around here. You don't like to show it off anymore, but I keep waiting at that door. Well, I heard you move. Way to go find yourself a nice little place in that big city where you become lost without a trace. I knew with my faith held true, I'd see your face again. We could take this whole world over hand in hand. Well, imagine all the ones that we'd inspire, baby, just the two of us. We could set this whole room on fire, burn it to the ground. Here to stay, we'll dance our way to LA, to that last frontier. In a cave, the sun sure shines in FLA, and I sure do love my New York State. Well, imagine all that we'd inspire, baby, just the two of us. We could set this whole room on fire, burn it to the ground.
That is Jeff and Tom of the band Jack and the Cokes, live from Studio A. Now, you guys are based in the Twin Cities, right?
Yep.
Currently, yeah, we're based in the Twin Cities. Only two of us out of this five of us are from even Minnesota at all.
So how did y'all get together? That's what I was wondering about, because Jeff, you're from the Twin Cities, and then Dustin, it looks like the bass player, is also from there. So.
That's correct. With the exception of Jeff, actually. Jeff was actually the first person I ever met in Minnesota, the very first night I got here. But the rest of us, we all attended McNally Smith College of Music in downtown St. Paul, and that's where we kind of got together, and we had a couple band members kind of cycle through, but we've had our solid lineup since May with the current lineup, and it's the lineup that's going to stick, and you know, the lineup that we're confident with. But yeah, we've got guys from all over the country that met up here in God's country, you know, and we've stuck with it since then. And
now tell me about that school. I know we've had people here before that have attended there. What brought you to McNally?
I personally went there as a composition major, songwriting specifically. Our drummer, he was a performance major. He just graduated this summer. Our bass player is still there for a major in business and a minor in performance. And then our saxophone player is there for a major in performance as well.
Mm-hmm.
The school is it's very good. It's very small. It's a small community. You're able to get really personal with the teachers, and the one-on-one is really the best, you know, the best experience. You can really get stuff kind of drilled into your head, and it's more personal. So they're really excellent there. We would probably not be where we are right now if we had not met up there. So.
Mm-hmm. Now you said this current lineup has been just since May.
We cycled through the band. Actually started our first gig ever was November 15th of 2013, and it was myself, a percussionist / vocalist, with a guitar player who started out on keys actually, and a drummer, and then the keyboard player started playing lead guitar, and then we switched drummers and lead guitar players, picked up our bassist currently, and our saxophone player.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a tryout audition process you know, took a few months to really grind it out and see what worked. But I mean, it's kind of like a girlfriend, you know, you got to find the right one for you. So.
You got to date around a little bit.
Exactly.
So in this process, tell me about like what this current lineup, what is kind of your commonality with music that kind of forms the sound of the band?
Well, it's really weird because we all have very different musical backgrounds. We all have very different musical influences, which I think is also our coolest aspect, is that we all bring something a little bit different to the table. We have that chemistry. We have that magic in the air when we meet in the room. You know, we just feed off each other, and we're able to show up into a room and not even say a word and just plug in and play. And it's just... it's very natural.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of what you're looking for in,
exactly.
in a musical relationship and other relationship as well.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So in that short time that you guys have been together, you've already played South by Southwest, right?
Yes. Not with this current lineup,
okay.
Actually. I went down there with our manager, and I played solo shows down at South by Southwest, but I got on a couple unofficial day parties and showcases, and it was more so to, you know, kind of shake hands, see how the whole thing works, so that this spring when we do go down there full band, you know, we can be ready to rock. And and it was great. It was one of the best weeks of my life. I had a blast.
And was that your first time going down there?
Yes, it was. That was my first time ever in Texas, actually.
Oh, nice.
So, it was
okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, just down at the other end of I-35.
Yeah.
All the way. Stay on the road and you're fine. All right, well, let's hear another song and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you guys want to do now?
Perfect. We're going to do a song called Couple of Devils.
Thank you.
going crazy until you decide it's time to leave home. Run away to a new place, far away, go make it your own. Ooh, 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 ooh. One day you get lonely, so you say to yourself, you need to go find some love. Well, you see that smoke roll off a cigarette with a fancy little girl holding on to it. Well, they all say she's a victim one for me. Ooh, 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 couple of devils, couple of devils. Ooh, couple of devils, rebels like you and I. Baby, lost in life, saved by love, you and I. Baby, couple of devils, ooh, you and I. Baby, lost in life, but saved by love.
That is Tom and Jeff from Jack and the Cokes, live from Studio A this afternoon. So, Tom, you're the main songwriter of the band. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I've taken on that task. Yeah. I've written every song that we do play. Well, not that we do play, because we mix in a couple covers there. I wish I wrote those songs, but unfortunately I didn't. But yeah, I have the main role of songwriting. I'm not the greatest guitar player or singer, so I try to, you know, focus my talents on songwriting.
and did you have a bunch of your own songs before you came into the band that kind of ended up there?
They actually, well, actually two songs that we currently play are songs that I've written after we created this lineup. But I'm from upstate New York, and I was very fortunate to live in Manhattan for a summer in 2012. And I was very heavily influenced by that city, and I just wrote a lot. And most of the songs that we play actually carried over from Manhattan.
What kind of songs did the city inspire? Was it the city itself, the experience of
just
being in a different
place? The experience, you know, the people, the city, the concrete jungle, the mountain range of buildings, finding beauty in something other than nature. You know, I love, like that's why we love Duluth. We love being up north. You know, I'm from upstate New York, northern New York, and I love the beauty. I love the log cabins, the woods, and everything. But I was in this place that, you know, I was completely just surrounded by chaos. And just things would happen. People walking down the street would, you know, homeless people talking to the sky, or you know, people yelling at taxis, or anything really. The song Addiction that we play, we're not going to play it today, but the song Addiction, I was just literally walking to go play an open mic down in the West Village, and there's those newsstands everywhere, and you know, they have you know, candy bars, soda, magazines, cigarettes, and I just started walking down the street, and I was like, you know, the newsstand is cigarettes, the latest story, oh, you bet, 6 a.m. coffee stand, get that caffeine in your hand, and just stuff like that kind of just was very natural to me. It just came. It was very influential.
Do you plan on maybe trying to spend more time there in the future?
It's a very expensive place.
I would hope so. I've never been to New York.
Of course. Of course, I would love to make it back there. I'd like to have like a writing loft up there somewhere. Just kind of sneak away from the rest of the world to go lock myself up. I don't know. I found the magic there before, and hopefully I could recreate it again. But yeah, absolutely. I would love to spend some more time there. I do love Minnesota, though. I got a soft spot in my heart for Minnesota.
Just keep saying that. We like to hear that. Yeah, well, and Jeff, you're from Minnesota.
Yep.
So going to McNally probably was not a big leap for you. You already.
I'm the one in the band that doesn't go.
You
to
don't
McNally,
go to
actually.
McNally. Oh, I'd how, love so how to. Did you run across these people?
Well, like Tom said, when he first came to Minnesota years ago, I was the first one that he met with. One of my best friends from high school went out to Boston to play hockey and met up with Tom, and then at the end of the season, I guess Tom was like, shoot, you know, I'll come back to Minnesota and see what it's all about. And, you know, they pulled up in their red Jeep, and here I was waiting at the house and said, hey, and we've been buddies ever since then. And yeah. And
you said, hey, I play guitar. And he said, hey, I play. And did you, you know, kind of sit down and
kind
jam
of,
a little
yeah.
bit?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you know, I hadn't gone to school yet for anything. I was fresh out of high school, wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, and to be perfectly honest, music wasn't my choice at that point. I've always played guitar, but I never saw it as like a real viable career option. I grew up in a musical household. My parents have been doing it for years and years. They love it. After I came back, that's when we kind of started. You know, I met up with some friends down in college. I got to get, you know, I got a few buddies down there that we were just playing music. And I was like, you know, this is actually pretty cool. And I went to school in Winona for business. And after the first year, I was like, man, I'm just not a business guy. This is just not my cup of tea. You know, I can't get into it. And I was like, I'm more the left side, the creative side. And so I want to do something with music. And, you know, things happened and kind of, you know, here we are. You know, Tom started going to McNally Smith, like, hey, I'm doing music stuff. And I've played a couple of songs with him while he was out in Stout College, and you know, ever since then it just kind of clicked, you know.
Nice. Well, cool. All right, well, let's hear another song, and then we'll talk about the show once again. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Perfect. This is actually a song that I did carry over from New York City. I wrote this at rush hour, like 5 o'clock. I was on a subway with my girlfriend at the time and one of my best friends who's actually from Minnesota. We were on our way to go see a concert, and it was just jam-packed. And I wrote this song, like, reaching over my girlfriend at the time with my phone in my hand, typing the lyrics over her shoulder. And it used to be called the Subway Song, but currently it's called La Di Da.
The underground life, well, you'd better watch out. Keep all your friends in sight, never ride at night. Keep an eye on the sign for your stop to light. If you lose your track, you could lose your life. Get out of my way, I don't have any change. I wish I could help, but you and I are the same. If I don't get myself off of this train, I might lose my mind. I might go insane and scream la-di-da. La 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 di da, la di da da da. La di da, la 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 di da, la di da da da. Well, I can't wait to see the light again. Feel that sunshine. Every time I come up, I ask myself, how could I ever go back down? It'll take about 6 feet of dirt to keep me underground. La-di-da, la-la-la, la-di-da, la-di-da-da-da. La-di-da, la-la-la. Da, da. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
that is Tom Leskovitz and Jeff Cruz of Jack and the Cokes, live from Studio A. And again, there's more to the band. This is kind of the stripped-down version, but you guys are actually a full band. A little more rocking when you're performing tomorrow night.
Way more rocking. We will have you moving and grooving and dancing. So bring your shoes tomorrow if you do come. Your dancing shoes.
And that show is tomorrow night, the Bridge Festival after party at the Red Herring in Duluth. Matt Ray is also playing, and the show starts at 10 o'clock. And if people want to hear more of your, you know, the full sound, well, there's some of the acoustic stuff there, too, but your website is Jack and the Cokes, and it's COAX.com, jackandthecokes.com, and, of course, you guys are on Facebook as well.
Yep.
All right. So what's next for the band? Have you done any recording, anything? I know it's kind of early, if you just kind of...
It's really early, to be honest. Yeah. I don't even know if we've hit our 10th show together. And with our saxophone player, tomorrow will be our second show ever as like a full, as the full lineup. So, but we like just playing gigs. We're going to continue to gigging and building our sound up. We've solidified our sounds to where we're pretty happy with them, but, we feel like we've got something, you know, kind of special with the songs that we have right now. And we don't really want to just force them into a recording. We want to take our time and really, you know, we're really proud of them, so we want to make them really special and not just say, hey, you know, people are listening, you know, trying to hear us, and let's, you know, put them together real quick and just throw it out there. We want to really take our time with the songs that we have right now. So for right now, we have some live videos on the YouTube and the internet and stuff, which is a pretty good example of how we are full band. But, you know, for right now, unfortunately, you're just going to kind of have to catch us live.
That's okay. And sometimes, yeah, if you've only done that few shows together as a full band, sometimes it just takes a while to flesh out those songs mm-hmm. to where they're going to be, where you want to get them down,
absolutely.
You know? You got to catch that moment before you've overdone them and while yep. they're still, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
That's me, the non-musician, saying that. my guess. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. This is awesome. This is very, very fun.
That is Tom and Jeff from Jack and the Cokes, live from Studio A today. Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. Check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.